Only 1 in 25 Indians tip delivery partners on Zomato and Swiggy. Voice AI startup Whisperflow chases Iron Man's Jarvis in real life. Lights, camera, capital, Samantha Ruth Prabhu opens up more on her founder journey. Budget 2026 may offer incentives to attract more global AI investments into India.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's start with a data point that cuts through a lot of noise in the gig economy debate, tipping on food delivery apps. So despite frequent conversations around fair pay for delivery partners, tipping remains extremely rare. Industry estimates show that only about 3 to 5% of users tip on platforms like Zomato and Swiggy. Put another way, just 1 in roughly 25 Indians adds a tip at checkout. Now, these platforms together have around 30 to 35 million monthly transacting users, which means the overwhelming majority of food delivery orders are completed without any additional payment beyond the bill. Now, executives say the reason is structural. Food delivery is fast and transactional. Once the food arrives, the interaction ends right there. So most customers don't pause to add a tip, even if the option exists. Now, even when tips do come in, they are small. Typical tips range between 15 to rupees 25 per order. So for active riders, it adds up to roughly rupees 800 to rupees 1000 a month. Now, across platforms, delivery partners earned an estimate of rupees 150 crores in tips in 2025. But averaged out, that works out to just about around 2500 rupees per rider per year. Now, platforms do pass through 100% of tips instantly and absorb payment gateway costs, making tipping frictionless. Still, the earnings impact is marginal. In fact, Zomato's CEO, Deepinder Goyal, said tips added only about 2.6 rupees per hour to a rider's income in 2025, compared with average hourly earnings of around rupees 102. So the takeaway from platform data is clear. Rider income is driven by hours worked, incentive slabs, and peak demand. Tips do exist, but they register more as noise than leverage in the earnings equation. All right, next up, a startup chasing a familiar sci-fi idea. So remember Jarvis from Iron Man, the AI assistant that listens constantly, understands context, and helps get things done. So a startup called Whisperflow is trying to bring that idea into real-world software. So founded in 2021 by Tanay Kothari and Sahaj Garg, Whisperflow uses voice as an execution layer for work. Users can dictate emails, documents, and even code while the system handles transcription, corrections, and even formatting in real time. Now, the core bet here is that voice is faster and more natural than typing. So Kothari argues that keyboards slow down thinking and strip communication of nuance, while voice allows people to express intent more fluidly. In fact, in a conversation with us, Kothari said that the company is now scaling its assistant globally. And importantly, it's also setting up a Bengaluru office. So India is, of course, a key market for Whisperflow, partly because it is inherently voice first, especially on mobile. Now, instead of focusing on downloads, the startup basically tracks repeat weekly usage. It reports close to 70% retention even after 12 months, suggesting that once users shift to voice workflows, they tend to stick with them. Now, at the same time, Kothari also pointed to challenges in India's AI ecosystem. He said that the country lacks both large-scale GPU access and patient venture capital willing to fund long-term AI innovation, where products may take years to generate revenue. All right, from voice assistants to celebrity founders, the next story looks at an actor stepping deeper into entrepreneurship. If you're from South, you would know this person. So in an interview, actor Samantha Ruth Prabhu spoke about why she felt the need to start her own ventures and how building companies has totally reshaped her beyond cinema. So she describes entrepreneurship as the greatest gift she has given herself. While acting demands intense tunnel vision, she says starting up has been more expansive, involving collaboration, partnerships, and closer engagement with real-world issues. So Prabhu is the co-founder of menstrual hygiene brand Zoy and launched her apparel brand Truly SMA last year. So her next goal is to see the clothing line expand into physical retail stores. Off screen, she has also built a sizable entrepreneurial portfolio, backing around 12 startups so far. So she says the journey from films to founding has helped her work through self-doubt and trust her instincts more. So alongside her startup work, she's also preparing for a return to Telugu cinema with her upcoming film, Maa Inti Bangaram, produced under her banner, Tralala Moving Pictures. Now, her advice to women looking to start up is simple and direct. She basically says, don't limit yourself. Finally, let's turn to policy and what could be coming in the next union budget. So sources tell Money Control that the budget for FY 26-27 is likely to prioritize artificial intelligence, AI and data centers. So as the government looks to attract significantly more global investment into India's AI ecosystem. In fact, a senior government official pointed to the $15 billion investment announced by Google in 2025 for an AI hub in Andhra Pradesh as an example of the scale of capital India wants to bring in. Now, the expectation is that the upcoming budget could announce policies aimed at making it easier and more attractive for global tech companies to build their AI stack right here in India. And in fact, industry players have sought conditional tax holidays for data center developers with eligibility linked to capacity, employment generation, and green energy targets. Now, there's also demand for customs duty waivers on critical imported equipment for an initial 5 to 10 year window, along with input tax credit refunds on capital assets. Consulting firm Deloitte has also suggested that the budget could include time-bound procurement milestones for companies committing to phased GPU purchases backed by fiscal incentives such as import duty benefits. Together, these signals suggest that AI infra is shaping up as a central pillar of India's tech and economic strategy in the year ahead. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters in the tech and startup team for stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.